Well, good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me this morning as we wrap up the week on our podcast devotional, Wake Up with Hope. And I want to, this morning, share something with you that happened last night. I was laying in bed, and I had just finished reading just a portion of Revelation. And I was just laying in the bed meditating on what I had read, and I just heard the Holy Spirit speak this word to me, restitution. And I'm laying there, and I said, what are you saying, Lord? And he just said, restitution. So I was thinking of that word as I went to bed last night, but I knew that the Lord brought it to me. Restitution. And I don't know if you're familiar with the word restitution, but it actually means a recompense. In Acts chapter 3, we read of that word in the King James. Acts 3, 19, I'll begin reading there. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, who was before, which before was preached unto you. Now note this, Acts 3:21. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So if you think about what God is talking to us about this morning and what is being said here, if we look at the scripture in Acts 3, you know, the book of Acts was written by Luke. Dr. Luke wrote the book of Acts. So we have to think about what is being said here. The word rest, as I said, I was sitting in the, or laying in the bed, and I just heard the Holy Spirit just say that word to me, restitution. You know, it's recompense. Actually, the definition is the restoration of something lost or stolen to its proper owner. So that's recompense. Again, restitution means the restoration of something lost or stolen to its proper owner. So, who has come to steal? Who's the biggest thief? Satan himself. He steals, he kills, he destroys. So, in that, there's a law. If something is taken away from you, you lost it, correct? If a thief comes to your house and takes all your furniture and your jewelry, it's been stolen, there's a loss. So God is saying something to us and we must pay attention. And a lot of times when the Lord visits me and speaks to me, he doesn't always say volume. Many times it's one word that means volumes. And I can tell you this morning, restitution is a loaded word. There are volumes behind that word. Again, it links with recompense, but the definition is the restoration of what has been stolen or lost. And the restoration that's coming back to the owner. So you have to think this through in your own life. What is the Spirit of the Lord saying to you today? Restitution, or you can say restoration. Recovery. Compensation. God giving you back something that Satan has stolen. It's a very powerful word. And there are several synonyms for restitution. But what I really love about this definition is the restoring of what has been stolen or lost. So when we go back to Acts 3, we read, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. So Jesus is the one who is in charge of restitution. And there is a bigger picture here, because the day is coming when everything in this world that has been out of order, stolen by the enemy, will be restored to its proper order. Jesus will come back and restore and bring restitution to the world and the earth. But for us today, in the situation we're in, God is saying, and this is a word for you this morning, as I laid in the bed last night and heard the voice of God speak this to me in my spirit. I wasn't thinking of this word. He just said it several times. Restitution. I said, what? Restitution. I'm bringing restitution. What has been stolen is about to be repaid. There will be a restoration of what you have lost. There will be a recompense. Another word for restitution is return. There will be a return for the loss. How many people listening to me on this morning call, you have had so many losses in your life. Losses. But God is saying restoration is coming, because it's time for restitution. And there will be a return. There will be a compensation for what has been taken from you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are a few Bible verses that I would like to read, a few scriptures pertaining to the definition of this word, restitution. Second Samuel 22:25. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness before his eyes. Right here. Do you really think if you walk in righteousness and things are being stolen and the enemy keeps attacking and taking from you, that God is not going to come and make sure there's a recompense, there's a restitution? Of course he will. Proverbs 11:31. If the righteous will be rewarded in the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? So right there, God is going to restore or reward the righteous. He's also going to punish the sinner. Restitution, what has been stolen. Through the evil, God will bring a restoration or a reward. Listen to Isaiah 35:4. Say to those with an anxious heart, take courage, fear not, Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The recompense of God will come. I love that. The restitution, in other words, will come. He will save you. You know, God is coming, and he is going to bring restitution to that situation in your life. Huh. I'm telling y'all, this is such a word this morning. This is such a word from God, from the mouth of the Lord. I had just read a passage of Revelation, and I'm meditating on the Lord, just thinking about how wonderful he is, and I hear that beautiful voice of the Spirit. Restitution, Sharon. Restitution is coming. And we held a intercessory prayer meeting on the phone last night. It was very powerful. And so the Spirit of God was moving. And then I hear these words before I close my eyes, restitution. And so I want to encourage you this morning, every single one of you, God is about to move in your life like never before. And all of your losses, everything has been stolen, what you have suffered, the things that have been taken from you, what Satan has come to do to kill, steal, and destroy, there will be restitution. God will restore. Restore the years that the locust and the cankerworm have stolen from you. God is going to restore it. Now, I feel the presence of the Lord, and I want you to grab on, latch on to this morning. Restoration really is restitution. It's the restoring back. It's the bringing back. It's the giving back. It's returning back. It's everything you have lost. Everything that has been stolen by this enemy of our soul will be restored. And God is saying to us, we are in this year of triumph. That is the word God has been giving me for this year, and I promise you, we will see triumph in our lives. And whatever you're dealing with, struggling with, whatever has been stolen, it's restitution time. It's the restoring of something to its rightful owner. What God has given us, the ownership of it, Satan has come to steal, and he has stolen from many of us, probably all of us, in some degree. So I want you to think about what happened in Eden. God gave Adam dominion, right? So Adam and Eve had dominion over the earth. They lived in a paradise called the Garden of Eden. Everything was provided for them. But an enemy was lurking in the garden. And why was that enemy lurking in the garden? He was surveying Adam and Eve, watching for the right time that he would strike. And what was the intention of this serpent? What was the intention of the devil, this enemy? To steal what God had given to the owners. I want you to listen closely. Adam and Eve, what? God gave them the garden. He gave them the earth. They had ownership. Adam was a king. Kings have properties. Kings have domains. They have areas that they own. It's theirs, it's ownership, their kingdoms. So Eden, earth, was the kingdom God gave to Adam to rule and to reign. But there's an enemy. There's always an enemy. You think about how many wars have been fought for ownership of land? So there's an enemy, right? And what does he want? He wants to steal what has been given to the owner. And God, of course, is the owner of owners, and he owns it all. But he gave the earth, he gave it to Adam and Eve, and what does the serpent do? He comes in to steal it. And how's he going to steal it? He's got to have a plan, and he's got to outsmart, outwit, and use deception. But he was able to do it. And look at what happened to Adam and Eve. What they had was stolen from them by deception. Satan has many ways of stealing from us. He comes to steal, kill, destroy. He wants to take what is not his. But God is saying to his people in this hour, the time of restitution is at hand. And I am on the scene, and you're going to see in the last half of this year what has been stolen will be repaid. And I believe it's going to be repaid 100-fold. For all our losses, all we have suffered, all that has come against us. And I mean, there have been attacks after attacks after attacks on the people of God all over the world. But it's time for restitution. I want you to think about what happened to Job. What did Job lose? I would have to say he lost everything. And he was on the verge of just giving up. He didn't, but it was really at the point of depression. What's the value of my life anyway? God, why am I even here? I mean, he got so low because what? Of all that Satan stole, his children, his wealth, his service. I mean, look at all that happened in one day. But guess what? Right when you think you're at the end of your rope, right when you think there's no more hope, right when you think it can't get any worse, I don't know what's going to happen, everything's just so I'm at a loss, God shows up. And he says, it's time for restitution. I love it. It's time for restitution. And Job had double of what he had. When restitution time came, there was a double blessing, a double portion. The man was already the wealthiest man on the earth. Guess what? Now he's doubly wealthy. He had the double portion. There was restitution. What was lost and stolen was restored twice. So I want to encourage you today because there are many things that have been stolen from the people of God. We've lost our peace. A lot of people have lost their hope, lost your joy, lost your health, lost your finances, lost wonderful relationships with your family, your children. Listen, God is in the restitution business. Blessed be his name. The Lord will recompense. He will compensate. He will restore. and he will put everything in order, because this is a time of restitution. And I want you to meditate on that word today through the weekend. I want you to go into the Bible, open it up, and spend some time looking into different parts of the word that deal with restitution. Again, you've got to look at the definition. It's a restoring. It's giving back that which has been lost or stolen. It's compensation. And God is going to bring about this restitution to his people who are faithful to him, those who have walked with him and served him, but Satan has stolen so much from. This is the time of restitution. Watch and see what happens between now and December. And restitution has everything to do with triumph. I know several people right now that have reached out to me that are going through very difficult court cases. Many of them for their children, because they have a spouse that has stolen and lied and cheated. And I've been praying for them because I know that the Lord is the just judge. But I really believe restitution is coming. And not just for those who are tied up in court cases and dealing with so many things that have been stolen, but for all of us. Because everybody has had things stolen. The enemy has come in to steal, and he has stolen much. But there's restitution coming, and I believe when God spoke that to me last night, that word was a quickening word, as every word he speaks, and it is for now. God will restore what has been lost. And I know that we've all gone through these losses. And I think that in the midst of what we have gone through, many people have become very discouraged and wondering, where are you? What are you doing? Well, God always has a plan of action that he's working out in our life. I want to conclude with Joel 2:25. It's the verse I alluded to. I, the Lord, is speaking here, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. This is the time that God is going to restore what has been stolen. That word, I will restore unto you, is also translated, there will be a restitution. I will recompense to you the years that what has been stolen, I will bring back, but in a greater way. And you know, in this battle of good and evil, God is still God. Remember, God still allowed Job to go through that. He allowed the enemy to steal. Why? Job was the most righteous man. We don't read about any glaring sin in his life. He was upright. But God still allowed the enemy to steal from him. So what was really going on here? Because God has to test all of us, and he uses the enemy to do it. And when things happen in our lives that are stolen and taken from us, how we respond has everything to do with that recompense. You know, Job's wife said, you just need to curse God and die, just be done with it. But he never, the Bible says, never through all of that trial did Job ever curse or blame God for his condition. That shows you right there what a man he was, because we always blame God. God did this, God did that. But he didn't. So no matter what has been allowed to come, no matter what Satan himself has taken advantage of and stolen, and God, it seems like, did not stop it and did not intervene, you know there's a line when God is done. Well, God is done. And now you will see the Lion of the Tribe of Judah roar. You will see him come to your rescue. You will see the restoration of what has been stolen from your life. This is an awesome time to be alive. Our God will come with vengeance upon his enemy. And you will experience restitution. So I want you to just ponder this word again as we go through this weekend. I think this is a word for all of us, because you can look at your life and you can see where things have been taken, what has been stolen from you. And I want you to be encouraged and know restitution time has come. And you will see the hand of God work miracles in your life, and what you have lost, there will be a recompense for. And the Lord will reward you for enduring and believing and having faith through this time of loss. You know, the whole walk is about faith. Everything that we live by is faith. It's not what we see, it's what we don't see. You can experience loss, and you can see so many things happening, and you can get so distracted and discouraged by what you see, right? But the whole kingdom of God is the trying of your faith. It's all about the testing of your endurance. You know, money is the currency of earth. Think about it. Money is the currency of earth, but faith is the currency of the heavens. So money is the currency of this world, but faith is the currency of God's world. And when we have a loss, we have to have faith, because God, though it seems like he's distant and he's not moving, he's moved by your faith. You have to continue to believe in what you cannot see. You have to continue to believe in, even when you have losses, and know that God is going to pull you through. Something is going to change. There's going to be restitution. But faith has to be tested. It's not just about saying positive words. Your faith is going to be tried, just like Job's faith was, just like everyone in the Bible's faith was. Look at Abraham. So God is saying, no matter what losses you've encountered, and this period of time you've been waiting and there's been no action, I've been testing your faith. I've been trying your faith. You know, God does not protect you from problems. He tests you through your problems. Again, God isn't going to just protect you from all these problems and losses, but he will test you through them, because he is doing something in the inner man, and he wants you to come into the fullness of who you really are called to be. Now, Job obviously had that revelation, but after he went through the losses, he had a greater revelation of God and of himself. So I want you to just rejoice today. Restitution time is here. Blessed be his name. Every loss, watch and see what God will do. Every loss, there will be a recompense a restitution, a reward. And God will give you back more than what you lost. Because everything with the Lord is a gain. God didn't just give back Job what he lost. He doubled it. So everything that God does, when God brings a recompense, God will bring it and add to it. Because what God does is always a gain. He's always adding. Blessed be his name. Well, we'll conclude here this morning. I just wanted to share this with you because it was such an unexpected moment as I laid in the bed last night and I heard this word, recompense. How wonderful our Lord is. How glorious he is. Amen? So we'll wrap up there this morning. Now, I want to remind you that our gala is coming up on the 13th, and I want you to do everything you can to come. And if you live in the New Orleans area especially, we need to fill up these seats, and we need your help. So I want you to start calling people and telling people and inviting them and getting them. It is going to be, I mean, what came out last night in this time of prayer is it is going to be a move of God that will happen on August 13th. God is setting this up. It's the end of a season and the beginning of a new, and what will happen will impact all of us. I believe there will be a powerful move of the Spirit that night. Not only will we be rejoicing and having a wonderful time at the gala, fellowship with the gifts and all that's going on that night, there will be a moment that God is going to move in our midst. So I want you to come and be in expectation. It's going to be awesome. And I was thinking about in our preparations because, you know, I'm working very late at night, oftentimes past midnight. I get up early. I'm going all day long. It's a lot of work. And I've got Christine and Ryan helping me. But the brunt of the work, you know, I've got to make the decision. And we have so much to do and so much that's going on in this last few weeks. But I was thinking about last night, the preparations. Think about the marriage supper of the Lamb. You think about that wedding feast. You think about the preparation and the invitation of the guest and getting everything ready. And this is just a small gala compared to that. But I really see the hand of the Lord in it and how much goes into this preparation for guests to come and just relax, have a wonderful meal, have gifts, have joy, have a celebration. But the guests have no idea the preparation behind so that it can be a phenomenal evening. We don't even understand the preparations that are taking place now for that marriage supper of the Lamb that we will all enjoy one day. But preparations are being made. And there's a lot of preparation. So we are going to have a wonderful time together, and I want you to come. You can get your tickets at SharonBoland.com, and you've got to move because I believe you have to have them by August the 1st. So be sure to get online and get your tickets today and help us spread the word. The Lord bless you all. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And if you have a testimony or anything that the Lord has done you want to share with me, be sure to email me at contact@SharonBoland.com. contact@SharonBoland.com. Now, I'm going to conclude our podcast. I'm going to turn off the recording, and then if anybody would like to share, add a thought, we will go into that time as we do every Friday morning. So hold a moment. Bear with me. Have a wonderful day for those of you that are listening to the recording.
Yeah.